a blessing to be able to be together in the Lord's house today. Once again, we have Pastor Samuel Hidrogo, who is sharing our morning message with us. I am confident that the message will be clear, but I am asking for your prayers that the interpretation will also be. And that will be important this morning. We pray that God would speak to our hearts and call us as we focus on His work.
Apreciados hermanos, es una alegría para mí.
Dear brothers and sisters, it's a pleasure for me
poder estar esta mañana aquí juntamente con ustedes.
To be here this morning together with you.
Me gustaría hablarles en su mismo idioma.
I would once again love to speak to you in your language.
Pero algún día cuando estemos en el cielo,
but there will come a day when we are in heaven,
hablaremos el mismo idioma.
We're all going to speak the same language there.
Y nos entenderemos claramente.
And we'll understand clearly one to another.
Pero en esta tierra tenemos que utilizar algunos medios para comunicar el mensaje
but
de Dios.
Here in this world there are times when we need to use other methods to make the word of God clear.
Y por eso nuestro pastor Jason, él es el traductor.
And so this morning Pastor Jason will be translating. He's the translator of the day.
Hermanos, en esta mañana vamos a hablar de un tema muy importante.
And so this morning our topic is one that's very important.
Y posiblemente ustedes ya han visto el boletín.
You maybe have already looked at your bulletin this morning and seen the title.
Y posiblemente ya han leído el título del mensaje.
There, this morning's title, you can read it in green.
Y ustedes dirán, pero este es un título medio extraño.
And you might think that it's a bit of a strange title for a sermon.
Nosotros nunca hemos escuchado un mensaje con ese título.
Maybe you've never heard a message with this title before.
Pero van a ver que esto nos va a ayudar a entender con mayor claridad el mensaje de Dios.
But it's our hope this morning that this title and that which accompanies it will help to make the message of God clear for us today.
El título de nuestro tema es Busquemos al ladrón para salvarlo.
So you can see there in your bulletin the title of the message is Let's find the thief to save him.
Hermanos, cuando yo leí una historia, me impactó.
I read a story at one time that impacted me.
Y entonces yo dije, esto lo voy a utilizar para predicar la palabra de Dios.
And I decided that I was going to share it as a part of my message.
Hermanos, en primer lugar, vamos a buscar en la Biblia.
And so the first thing we wish to do this morning is take a look in our Bibles.
Para poder entender el mensaje de Dios.
So that we can understand God's message for us today.
En el libro de San Juan, el capítulo 5.
I invite you to take your Bibles to the Gospel of John. We're turning to chapter 5.
Los versículos 39 y 40.
And we're going to be reading verses 39 and 40.
Y nos gustaría que todos los que tienen su Biblia tengan que utilizarlo el día de hoy.
And so it's important for us this morning that if you have a Bible with you, that you take it now and open it to the Bible passages that we're reading. And also please note that under your seat you will find Bibles in many of the book racks. And so please use and open a Bible with us today. John chapter 5, 39 and 40 is where we begin.
Y aquí la Biblia dice a través del apóstol Juan.
And the Bible says, written here by the apostle John, quoting Jesus' words, John 5:39. The Bible says, "Search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me." And then in verse 40, "And you will not come to me that you might have life."
La palabra de Dios dice, escudriñad las escrituras.
And so the Bible tells us right here, verse 39, search the scriptures.
Porque ellas son las que dan testimonio de mí, dijo Jesús.
And Jesus said that these scriptures are those that give a testimony of him.
Nosotros necesitamos escudriñar, leer la Biblia.
The message is clear for us. We need to be individuals who are searching, who are studying, reading our Bibles.
Cuanto más leemos la Biblia todos los días,
the more that we read our Bibles, daily read them,
más alimentados estaremos en nuestra vida espiritual.
The spiritual life will be fed by the nourishment we receive.
Así como un niño va creciendo poco a poco,
just as a child grows stage by stage, little by little,
pero tiene que alimentarse.
The way that it happens is because he's been nourished and he's been fed to grow.
Pero un niño cuando es pequeño,
but a child when he is small,
No le podemos dar arroz, papas y otras comidas.
They're in their infancy, they can't be given rice and potatoes and heavy food at that point in their experience.
Pero tenemos que darle su leche, algo liviano, poco a poco, para que vaya alimentándose.
That which a baby receives first is milk, and little by little they're increased to heavier and heavier foods as they grow.
Y cuando ya el niño va creciendo, entonces ya le damos alimento más sólido.
And so the solid food comes as the child develops and grows.
Y esto le ayudará en su crecimiento.
And it's that which helps in his growth.
Así nosotros necesitamos crecer en la vida cristiana.
And so it is in our spiritual lives. This is how we need to grow in the Christian life.
Por eso, apreciados hermanos, necesitamos cada día estudiar las Escrituras.
And so, brothers and sisters, make it a point each and every day to spend time studying the Word of God.
Y el versículo 40 dice lo siguiente.
Verse 40 says this.
Y no queréis venir a mí.
And you will not come to me.
Para que tengáis vida.
That you might have life.
O sea, aquí está hablando para que tengáis vida eterna.
And the Bible here, Jesus is here speaking about the eternal life that he wants to offer.
O sea, quiere decir para que vivan eternamente.
To be able to live forever, to live eternally.
Y para eso, hermano, necesitamos una vez más entender qué significa la lectura de la Biblia.
And so as we take note of here, it's upon us to ensure that we're understanding what we're reading.
Toda la Biblia contiene dos partes.
All of the Bible has two parts.
El Antiguo y el Nuevo Testamento.
The Bible is divided into two parts, the Old Testament and the New Testament.
En el Antiguo, 39 libros.
In the Old Testament, 39 books.
Y en el Nuevo, 27 libros.
27 books in the New Testament.
Y sumando los dos, nos da 66 libros.
And so together, 66 books given in inspiration.
O sea, quiere decir desde Génesis hasta Apocalipsis.
So from Genesis to Revelation.
Hermanos, pero si alguien nos pregunta.
And so if someone should ask us.
¿Qué mensaje tiene la Biblia?
What is the message of the Bible from start to finish?
Y nos dice, ¿tú podrías resumir la Biblia en una sola frase?
Could you give a response, a summary statement, one single sentence that would be a summary of the entire Bible?
Y nosotros podríamos resumirlo de esta manera.
And the answer is yes, we could. We could answer it this way. We could give this summary in one statement.
La Biblia presenta un solo mensaje.
The Bible presents one single message.
Y ese mensaje es...
And that message is...
El plan de la salvación por medio de nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
God's plan of salvation through the person of Jesus Christ.
No hay otro medio para entender el plan de salvación.
There is no other way to understand the plan of salvation except that through Christ Jesus.
Y si algún día llegara a quemarse la Biblia.
If one day the Bibles we hold were taken and burned.
O de repente llegan a desglosar todas las hojas de la Biblia.
Or little by little, page by page, were to be taken away and lost.
Pero si queda un solo versículo.
And there was only left one verse.
San Juan 3:16.
John chapter 3 verse 16 could summarize the
message. Allí está resumida toda la Biblia.
And there in that text is the actual summary of the entirety of Scripture.
El Antiguo y el Nuevo Testamento.
The Old and the New Testament together.
Y por eso, hermano, necesitamos entender el plan de la salvación por medio de Jesús.
And so it's important for us to understand the plan of salvation through the person of Jesus Christ.
Y Jesús nos dice, vengan a mí para que tengáis vida.
And the Bible tells us that the message of Jesus is clear. Come to me so that you might have life.
Hermanos, yo le voy a contar esta historia.
Brothers and sisters, I want to share with you that story that impacted me and led to the title of today's message.
Que lleva el título del mensaje de hoy.
In today's message, let's find the thief to save him.
Busquemos al ladrón para salvarlo.
Let's find the thief to save him.
En el año 1981.
In 1981.
En el estado de California, en los Estados Unidos.
In the United States, in the state of California.
Un auto fue robado.
There was a car that was stolen.
El dueño estaba muy preocupado porque le robaron el auto.
And the owner of that car was extremely concerned and worried about the fact that his car had been robbed.
Y él se fue a sentar la denuncia en la policía.
So he went to the police station and there filled out the report and gave his testimony of a stolen car.
Me han robado mi auto.
The car has been stolen.
Pero yo estoy más preocupado por lo que había algo en el auto.
But I'm not as concerned about the car as I am about what was in the car.
Y en el asiento delantero junto al piloto.
And there in the seat alongside the driver's seat, in the passenger seat along the front there.
Había un paquete de galletas.
There was a package of cookies.
Pero esas galletas no estaban aptas para comerlas.
But these cookies, as he shared his testimony, were not cookies that should be eaten.
Porque esas galletas estaban envenenadas.
Because these cookies were poisoned.
Y por lo tanto, el dueño del auto había envenenado a esas galletas para matar a las ratas.
And so this particular car owner had taken these sweet cookies and had poisoned them for the purpose of killing rats.
Y la radio daba el anuncio.
And so they put an announcement on the radio.
Y en la radio decía, busquemos al ladrón para salvarlo.
And the announcement that was given is that which you read in your bulletin as the title of today's message. The announcement that went over the loudspeaker. The announcement on the radio calling all to help. Let's find the thief to save him.
El dueño del auto no estaba preocupado tanto por recuperar su automóvil.
The owner of that car was not as concerned about recovering the car.
Lo que estaba muy preocupado es porque el ladrón va a comerse las galletas del paquete, galletas envenenadas.
The real worry was that the person who robbed the car would eat the cookies.
Hermanos, así cuando yo leí esta historia,
so when I read this story,
Yo dije, pero esta historia puede ayudarnos mucho a entender el mensaje de salvación.
I felt that this story could probably help us understand our mission and our relationship to the plan of salvation.
La policía y el dueño del vehículo querían recuperar o querían salvar al ladrón.
The police officer, the owner of the vehicle, joined their efforts together to begin to search for the thief for the purpose of saving his life.
Pero el ladrón huyó con el auto y el paquete de galletas envenenadas.
But that thief had gone the other way. He was taking off. He had taken the car and its package of poison cookies and was running for safety.
De la misma manera sucede con nosotros.
And in very similar ways, it takes place in our experience, in our lives.
El ser humano y más que todo el pecador.
The human being, all human beings are sinners.
Huye pensando en el temor del juicio y del castigo del pecado.
And oftentimes we run away from God and we run away because we're afraid of God and we're afraid of the judgment that will come upon us because of the fact that we are sinners.
Pero Dios lo sigue hasta encontrarlo al pecador.
But the Bible's message is that God is chasing after that sinner for the purpose of saving him.
Y Dios lo sigue al pecador no para matarlo, sino para salvarlo.
God is not seeking to find that sinner, that thief, so to speak, for the purpose of destroying him. God is seeking him rather for the purpose of saving him.
Dios es el que busca siempre a las personas para otorgarles salvación.
God is seeking people, especially sinners, for the purpose of bringing salvation to them.
Vamos a leer un texto bíblico.
Take our Bibles once again to another Bible passage.
En Santiago capítulo 5 y el versículo 20.
We're going to the book of James chapter 5 and verse 20. Near the end of the Bible, the New Testament, we're going to the book of James, chapter 5, and looking at verse 20.
¿Ya leíste?
No.
Y aquí dice lo siguiente.
So here's what it says.
Sepa que el que haga volver al pecador del error de su camino.
Let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his way.
Salvará de muerte a un alma.
Shall save a soul from death.
Aquí nos damos cuenta que el apóstol Pedro nos dice.
Here in this particular passage, the apostle James is letting us know this.
El que hace volver al pecador del error.
That the one, including any of us, who actually seeks out that sinner to bring him back from the error of his way.
Salvará de la muerte.
Does a work that helps save him from death.
A un pecador.
The sinner can be saved through that action.
Hermanos, la palabra de Dios nos dice que cada uno de nosotros tenemos que preocuparnos por nuestro prójimo.
The message of the Bible is that each and every one of us as God's children need to be concerned about our neighbor.
Dice que todo cristiano.
We are told that every Christian.
Debe traer personas a los pies de Jesús.
Needs to bring people to the feet of Jesus.
Hermanos, dentro de nuestra iglesia hay dos clases de cristianos.
The truth of the fact is that within the Church of Christ there are two classes of Christians.
Unos son cristianos convencidos.
Some are a part of a group of Christians who are convinced.
Y otros son cristianos convertidos.
And the other class are Christians who are converted.
Y uno puede decir, ¿en qué grupo estoy yo?
And so it's important for us to stop and think, in which of these two groups am I?
Aquellos que están solamente convencidos.
Am I a part of the group who are here because we are simply convinced?
Ellos dicen, no, yo estoy convencido que la Biblia es la palabra de Dios.
The convinced are those who say, I am sure that the Bible is the word of God.
Yo estoy convencido que Jesús ha muerto en la cruz del Calvario por mí.
The convinced say, I am sure that Jesus died on the cross of Calvary for me.
Yo estoy convencido que el sábado es el día del Señor.
The convinced will testify, they understand that the Sabbath is the seventh day of the week, the Sabbath of the Lord.
Yo estoy convencido que debo devolver mis diezmos y dar mis ofrendas.
The convinced will say, I'm certain that God asks of me to return a faithful tithe and offering.
Pero hermanos, eso no significa que nos asegura la salvación.
But something we need to be sure about is that just to be convinced of these truths does not ensure that we have salvation.
En la Biblia nos dice, no todo el que me dice, Señor, Señor, entrará en el reino de los cielos.
The Bible says that there will be many who will say, Lord, Lord. But those who say, Lord, Lord, are not necessarily granted eternal life.
Sino el que hace la voluntad de mi Padre que está en los cielos.
And Jesus says that it is those who rather do the will of the Father who will be there in the kingdom of heaven.
Pero hermanos, el otro grupo es el grupo de cristianos convertidos.
But apart from the convinced in the Christian church, the other group is the converted in the church.
Y el cristiano convertido
and the converted Christian
tratará en lo posible de comunicar el mensaje a otros, el mensaje de salvación.
Is someone who is seeking to take that message of salvation that they have experienced and share it with someone else.
Por eso dice que un cristiano que no trae personas a Cristo no está convertido.
And therefore it might be said and has been said that the Christian who does not seek to share the faith that he possesses, to share that message of salvation with another person, is not a converted Christian.
Está simplemente convencido, nada más.
But rather would be simply a convinced one.
Hermanos, esta afirmación puede parecer un poco radical.
And so this might seem radical.
Pero la conclusión que sacamos cuando leemos el espíritu de profecía, lo que escribió la señora Elena G. de White, por revelación divina.
But it is a conclusion that we come to when we study our Bibles and we consider the message of inspiration given through the spirit of prophecy that has been given by divine revelation of God.
En español, en el libro Servicio Cristiano, en la página 76.
There is a statement in the Spirit of Prophecy. It comes from that book, Great Controversy, page 70.
Dice, el primer impulso del corazón regenerado.
And the statement says, the very first impulse of the renewed heart
es de traer a otros al Salvador.
Is to bring others also to the Savior.
O sea, quiere decir que el cristiano convertido no debe ser egoísta.
And so it lets us know that that converted Christian heart is not going to be selfish.
Tiene que interesarse en los demás.
The converted Christian heart is interested in someone else.
Hay otra cita del Espíritu de profecía.
There also we have another statement.
En el libro Palabras de Vida del Gran Maestro.
In the book Christ Object Lessons, page 280.
Dice una persona verdaderamente convertida.
It says there is no such thing as a truly converted person.
No puede vivir una vida inútil y estéril.
Living a helpless, useless life.
Hermano, no debemos vivir, diríamos, inútilmente.
And so we are not to live lives that are helpless, lives that are useless without serving someone else.
No debemos contentarnos con llevar una vida cristiana estéril.
We cannot be convinced to lead a useless Christian life.
O sea, quiere decir sin producir fruto.
A life that doesn't bear fruit for the glory of God.
Y hay otra cita en el libro El Deseado de Todas las Gentes.
And then a beautiful statement in the book Desire of Ages, page 195.
Dice, cada verdadero discípulo.
Starts by saying, every true disciple.
Nace en el reino de Dios como misionero.
Is born into the kingdom of God as a missionary.
O sea, quiere decir, en el momento que nosotros nos integramos en el seno de la iglesia.
So we realize that at that moment that we enter into the family of God, we are disciples and we join ourselves with his body.
Nosotros tenemos que preocuparnos ahora por la salvación de los demás.
That from that moment of our new birth, we are interested in the life and the salvation of someone else.
Hay otra cita en el Espíritu de profecía.
And there's another statement.
Dice, Dios podrá haber alcanzado su objetivo de salvar a los pecadores.
And the statement says that Christ could have accomplished his goal in saving sinners.
Sin nuestra ayuda.
Without our help.
Pero a fin de que podamos desarrollar un carácter como el de Cristo.
But so that we might develop a character like Christ.
Debemos participar en su obra.
We need to participate in his work.
Dios hubiese utilizado a sus millares de ángeles.
There could have been use and service of millions of angels.
Para predicar el evangelio en el mundo entero.
Each one preaching the gospel to this world.
Ya en este momento estaríamos ya en el cielo.
And if that was the case, the likelihood is that right now we'd already be there.
Pero Dios nos ha pedido que cada uno de nosotros participemos en esta tarea de la salvación de las almas.
The work could have already been done if angels had been given the task to do. But Christ looks down and has shared the work with us because he knows that that work does something for us as well.
De esa manera desarrollaremos el carácter de Cristo en nosotros.
What we've just been told is that by sharing in the work of the gospel, the character of Christ is developed in us.
Quiere decir que debemos prepararnos para ganar almas para Cristo.
And so a part of our journey to a likeness after Jesus is sharing in the preparation of our lives and ourselves for a life of service, reaching souls for Christ.
En la Biblia encontramos un pasaje bíblico.
There's a text in the Bible.
Que nos habla que debemos ganar almas para Cristo.
That calls us to be those who are soul winners.
Y debemos subrayarlo este texto bíblico.
And it would be a good text to mark in your Bibles.
Debemos, si es posible, aprenderlo de memoria.
And if possible, even put this text to memory.
Hermanos, está en el libro de Proverbios.
In the book of Proverbs.
En el capítulo 11 y el versículo 30.
In Proverbs chapter 11 and looking at verse 30. Take your Bibles to Proverbs chapter 11 and we'll read together verse 30.
Y aquí, hermanos, este texto bíblico es importante.
And this text is an important one.
El fruto del justo es el árbol de vida.
And the Bible says in verse 30, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life.
Y el que gana almas es sabio.
And he that winneth souls is wise.
Por eso, hermano, nosotros tenemos que entender este pasaje bíblico.
And so, brothers and sisters, we need to understand what this text is telling us.
El que gana almas es sabio.
The one who goes to win souls is the wise one.
En otras versiones dice que el que gana almas es salvo.
And in other versions, it actually leads us to understand that the soul winner is not only wise, but saved.
O sea, quiere decir, cuando yo comunico el mensaje de salvación a otras personas, estoy ayudándome para alcanzar mi salvación.
And so there's something to understand, that when you and I are involved in the service of Christ for others, when we are involved in soul-winning work, sharing the message of salvation with someone else, we are doing something that helps even to prepare us for a life eternal.
Nuestro Señor Jesucristo no ha venido todavía.
Christ, our Lord and Savior, has not yet come.
Está demorando su venida a esta tierra.
His return seems to tarry or delay.
Porque nosotros no estamos cumpliendo con la tarea de la predicación del Evangelio.
And it's because the Church of Christ on earth has not completed the task that it was given.
Vamos a ver otro texto bíblico.
Take your Bibles once again.
En el libro Segunda de Pedro, el capítulo 3 y el versículo 9.
Back to the text we read a little earlier for our scripture reading, the book of 2 Peter, chapter 3 and verse 9.
Y este versículo también es un versículo maravilloso.
And this is a marvelous, wonderful text.
Y aquí nos dice que el Señor no retarda su promesa.
And the Bible tells us here in 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise.
Según algunos lo tienen por tardanza.
As some men count slackness.
Sino que es paciente para con nosotros.
But he is long suffering toward us.
No queriendo que ninguno perezca.
Not willing that any should perish.
Sino que todos procedan al arrepentimiento.
But that all should come to repentance.
Quiere decir que Jesús no ha venido porque todavía toda la gente no conoce el plan de salvación.
And so we could deduce from the Bible that Christ has not yet come because there are still many who have not understood and do not understand the message of his salvation.
Por eso, hermanos, nosotros necesitamos comunicar el mensaje de esperanza, de salvación.
And God has called upon us as members of his church to share that message, to share that hope with someone else.
Vamos a ver otro pasaje bíblico.
Take your Bibles one more time.
En el libro de Ezequiel.
We're going back to the book of Ezekiel this time.
El capítulo 33.
Ezekiel chapter 33.
Y el versículo 11.
We'll read together in verse 11.
Hermanos, este es un lindo pasaje bíblico.
Another beautiful Bible text.
Y aquí nos dice.
And the Bible says, Ezekiel 33, verse 11.
Diles, vivo yo, dice Jehová el Señor.
Say unto them, as I live, says the Lord God.
Que no quiero la muerte del impío.
I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked.
Sino que se vuelve el impío de su camino.
But that the wicked turn from his way and live.
Y que viva.
That he would live.
Volveos, volveos de vuestros malos caminos.
Turn ye from your evil ways.
¿Por qué moriréis, oh casa de Israel?
For why will you die, O house of Israel?
Aquí la Biblia dice, no quiero que muera el impío.
God's word through this Bible text is that he has no interest in the death or the loss of a wicked person.
Necesito que el pecador se arrepienta.
God's desire is that all who are lost and all who are sinner would turn and repent of their evil way.
Pero ¿quién tiene que comunicar el mensaje de salvación?
But who will it be that will take the message of salvation and repentance to them?
Cada uno de nosotros tenemos que preocuparnos.
Each and every one of us need to be interested in the life of another.
Hermanos, tenemos que crecer en la vida cristiana.
We are called to grow in this Christian life.
Y una de las formas para crecer es comunicar el mensaje de salvación a otros.
And one of the ways for us to grow is to share the message of salvation with someone else.
Estuvimos en una reunión allá en Perú, en mi país, en la capital, en Lima, en la iglesia de Miraflores.
There was a meeting of members and pastors there in Peru, in the capital city of Lima, in one of the larger churches, the church at Miraflores.
Y aquí hay un joven que justamente conoce la iglesia de Miraflores en Lima.
And right here with us this morning, there's a young man who knows and who comes from that area of Peru.
Denner Carita Quispe.
And so we welcome Danner this morning, Danner Carita Quispe from Peru as well.
Y él conoce esa iglesia.
So he knows the church I'm speaking about.
Y estuvimos reunidos allí todos los pastores de la Asociación Peruana Central.
And so all the pastors we gathered together from our conference in this central church.
Más o menos estuvimos reunidos allí cerca de 50 pastores.
And so about 50 pastors from the conference were gathered together on this day.
Y el presidente de nuestra asociación nos decía, hermanos, tenemos que incentivar a nuestras iglesias para predicar el evangelio.
And the conference president was reminding us of how we as pastors needed to take responsibility to motivate our churches, to motivate our members to be involved in the work of sharing the gospel.
Y un pastor levantó la mano.
And there was a pastor who raised his hand in that group.
Un pastor de mucha experiencia.
He was a pastor of many years of experience.
Ya estaba cerca para su jubilación.
He was close to retirement age.
Y él dijo, pastor, presidente.
And he said, pastor, president.
Debemos incentivar en nuestras iglesias que cada hermano debe preocuparse por su pavo.
He shared with the group of pastors, he said, pastor, we need to ensure that we are motivating our members to each one be interested and concerned about their turkey.
Y entonces los pastores comenzaron a reírse.
And so the pastors, of course, all laughed at that.
Y nos dirigimos al pastor que habló.
And so the opportunity was turned to this pastor of experience to speak and explain his statement.
Pero pastor, estás hablando cosas que no vienen al caso.
Many had accused him of speaking just frivolous things and a joke that made no sense and made no interest or was not of interest to anybody in that point, in that meeting at that time.
Tú estás hablando de un ave que se come en Navidad y en el Año Nuevo.
They said, well, we understand that our members might have interest in their turkey, but that's at Christmas and New Year's.
Y el pastor dijo, no me estoy refiriendo a ese pavo que se come en Navidad y en Año Nuevo.
He says, I'm not talking about the bird we eat.
Y él salió adelante.
And he went to the front of the room.
Había una pizarra.
And there was a whiteboard there.
Cogió el plumón.
He took the marker.
Y escribió la palabra pavo en forma vertical.
And he took the word turkey, which in Spanish is the word pavo, P-A-V-O, and he wrote P-A-V-O in a vertical format on the whiteboard.
Y allí la palabra pavo.
And there was the word pavo.
Con la P puso allí parientes.
And next to each letter of that word turkey, but in Spanish P-A-V-O, pavo, he began to put a word that each letter represented. On the first letter, the letter P, parientes, which would be family members.
Y con la A puso amigos.
And then next to the A, he wrote the word amigos, which would be for us friends.
Y con la B puso vecinos.
And then next to the V, he put the word vecinos, which is for us neighbors.
Y con la O puso otros.
And then by the letter O, he wrote others next to that.
Ese es el pavo que debemos preocuparnos.
He says, and this, he said, is the pavo or the turkey that everyone needs to be concerned about. Family members, friends, neighbors, and others.
Quiere decir que cada uno de nosotros tenemos que preocuparnos en primer lugar por nuestros parientes, por nuestros familiares que viven en nuestro entorno.
And he explained and said that it was upon each and every Christian to be first concerned with those that are inside of the family circle.
Para ayudar a nuestros familiares, para que ellos conozcan el Evangelio y alcancen la salvación.
To help each and every one of our family members, those living in our very own homes and in our own families, to understand the message of Jesus and to themselves experience the gift of salvation.
Y debemos preocuparnos también por nuestros vecinos.
And then out from there to go to our friends, our amigos, which will be the next letter from family spreading out to those in our circle of influence, the close friends.
Para que ellos también conozcan el evangelio.
That they as well might understand the message of the gospel.
También debemos preocuparnos por nuestros amigos.
And then after that, our neighbors.
por aquellas personas que somos conocidos.
The ones that live close by us.
O que de repente somos compañeros de trabajo.
Or others that are close by us in other spheres of our life, such as our work associates, and others that would be considered neighbors to us.
Con las personas que tenemos confianza.
People who we have developed relationships with and we have confidence with.
Para comunicarles el mensaje de salvación.
For the purpose of taking the gospel of Jesus and sharing it with them.
Y debemos preocuparnos por otras personas también.
And then finally, all the others that would be outside of those circles of influence, everyone else, then becomes our responsibility.
Y de esa manera ellos van a llegar a conocer también el mensaje de salvación.
And everyone in those in that list of family members and friends and neighbors and others, as we share, they themselves will come to hear the message of God's salvation.
Por eso, apreciado hermano, tú y yo tenemos que tener nuestro pavito.
So, dear brothers and sisters, it's important for us, if you understand the joke of the story, each and every one of us needs to be concerned for our turkey.
Para cumplir con la misión que Dios nos ha encomendado.
For our pavo, our family, our friends, our neighbors, our those others around us, that we might be able to share the gospel message with them.
De repente ellos son aquel ladrón que debemos buscarlo para salvarlo.
Maybe one of those family members, one of those friends, one of those neighbors, or one of those others in our lives is that very thief that is at the point of death that needs to be reached out and saved.
Y de esa manera ayudarles también para que puedan estar en el reino de los cielos.
And as we do so, we are doing it for the purpose that they might obtain eternal life and be there in the kingdom of heaven as well.
Hermanos, hay otro texto bíblico.
I'd like you to take your Bibles with me again.
Que escribe el apóstol Pablo.
We're going to the writings of Paul.
En Primera de Timoteo.
In the book of 1 Timothy.
El capítulo 2.
Chapter 2.
Y el versículo 3 y el versículo 4.
1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3 and 4.
Y nos dice aquí el apóstol Pablo.
Paul tells us in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3 and 4.
Porque esto es bueno y agradable delante de Dios nuestro Señor.
Verse 3 says, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior.
El cual quiere que todos los hombres sean salvos.
Verse 4 tells us who, that is God our Savior, will have all men to be saved.
Y vengan al conocimiento de la verdad.
And to come unto the knowledge of the truth.
Nos dice que todos los hombres y las mujeres sean salvos.
The word men here is generic. It means that every man and woman, that every person, every child of God would come to an understanding of salvation.
Y que ninguno se pierda.
That not one of them would be lost.
Pero, hermano, nosotros tenemos que hacer nuestra parte.
Brothers and sisters, each one of us are given our part to do.
Hermanos, hay una hermosa cita en el espíritu de profecía.
There is a beautiful statement given in the spirit of prophecy.
Donde nos muestra la forma más sencilla para llegar a las personas.
Where we can understand the easiest and simplest way to reach people for Christ.
Para ganarles para Cristo.
To win them to Jesus.
Sin hablarles de la palabra de Dios.
And in fact, it doesn't start with speaking to them about the Bible.
Sin hablarles de la comida.
It's not about health or food either.
Sin hablarles del alcohol o el tabaco o el cigarro.
It's not about talking to them about their habits such as drugs, cigarettes, or alcohol.
Porque hermanos, cuando la gente conoce que nosotros somos cristianos,
when the people know that we are Christians,
ellos inmediatamente se preparan.
They immediately begin to prepare.
Y cuando nosotros vamos a hablar con ellos,
and when we approach them to come and speak to them,
ellos ya están preparados para refutar algunos actos que nosotros queremos manifestar para ellos.
They stand ready. They stand ready to resist and to push back and to go against and oppose that which they assume we're going to come and share with them as Christians.
Y ellos muchas veces dicen, no me hables de religión.
And many times you will hear the response, don't talk to me about religion.
No me hables de iglesia.
Don't talk to me about churches.
Yo no voy a ser miembro de tu iglesia.
I'm not going to become a member of your church.
No me hables de Dios.
Don't talk to me about God.
Y ahora nosotros decimos, pero ¿cómo puedo ganar almas
para
Cristo?
And so we're left scratching our heads and wondering how is it that we're going to win souls for Christ when we get these responses.
Y entonces de esa manera no podemos llegar a la gente.
How is it that we can come close to people when they resist and push us back?
Porque ellos inmediatamente nos rechazan.
Because they resist what we have to share.
Pero si nosotros seguimos el método de nuestro Señor Jesús.
But there's something that we need to understand, and that is that success comes when we follow the method of Jesus.
Eso nos dará éxito maravilloso en la ganancia de las almas.
There will be success in our missionary work. And the winning of souls when we follow the method of Christ.
En el libro Ministerio de Curación dice la señora de White.
You may be familiar with a passage from the book Ministry of Healing, page 143. Sister White says this.
En español, en la página 133 y en la página 102.
Ministry of Healing, page 143.
Y allí dice lo siguiente.
This is what it says.
Solo el método de Cristo será el que dará éxito para llegar a las personas.
Christ's method alone will give true success in reaching the people.
El Salvador trataba con los hombres.
The Savior mingled with men.
Como quien deseaba hacerles el bien.
As one who desired their good.
Les mostraba simpatía.
He showed his sympathy.
Atendía sus necesidades.
For them and ministered to their needs.
Y se ganaba su confianza.
And won their confidence.
Y entonces les decía.
Then he bade them.
Seguidme.
Follow me.
Hermanos, allí encontramos los métodos para llegar a las personas con el mensaje de Dios.
And so from this statement, we can understand what it is that Christ did and how we can follow in his steps to lead people to Jesus.
Hermano, nuestro Señor Jesús seguía cinco pasos.
Our Savior Jesus followed five steps as he worked with people.
En primer lugar, de acuerdo a esta cita, dice, en primer lugar, deseaba hacerles el bien.
The first step that we see here is that Christ came among people. He mingled with them as one who desired their good.
Me gustaría que si quieren anotarlo, anótelo, hermano. Debemos tenerlo ahí registrado para no olvidarnos.
It's important for us to take note of what we're hearing, that these are the steps that brought success in Christ's ministry, and we are told they will bring success in our efforts to reach people as well. Let's take note of what we're being told.
Entonces, el primer paso que estamos anotando, deseaba hacerles el bien.
And so the first step, the first consideration of Jesus' ministry was that he wanted the good. He desired the good of others.
Les mostraba, el segundo punto, les mostraba simpatía.
The second step after Jesus came close to people because he desired their good was to show them his sympathy for them.
Les mostraba simpatía.
He showed them sympathy for them.
El punto tres.
The third step.
Atendía sus necesidades.
After coming close, after desiring their good and demonstrating sympathy toward them, Jesus ministered to their needs as he saw them.
Hermanos, interesante. Él trataba de atender sus necesidades.
It's interesting to note how Jesus came and connected with people, one who desired their good, showing sympathy toward them, and then ministering to the needs that he saw.
El punto cuatro.
Then our fourth step.
Se ganaba la confianza.
He won their confidence.
Se ganaba su confianza de la gente.
The people were willing to give their confidence to Jesus and trust him because of what he had done leading up to that point.
Y eso es lo que nosotros necesitamos, ganar la confianza de la gente.
And it's important as we seek to minister to people to come to a place where they will trust us and we have won their confidence.
Miren, y el punto cinco.
And then finally,
entonces le decía, sígame.
After he had done those other things, as his first, second, third, and fourth step, then, and only then, did Jesus say, follow me.
Si nosotros tratamos de hacer el bien a la gente,
if we are seeking to do good for the people,
no le hablamos de religión.
It won't be by necessarily going to them and speaking to them about religion first.
Pero hablamos con la gente.
But mingle with them. Talking with them about that which interests them.
De repente necesitamos ayudarles en algo.
Maybe we need to come close and help them with something.
Un pastor allá en los Estados Unidos, o mi compañero de clase en el Perú.
There's a pastor in the United States who was a classmate of mine as we studied preparing for ministry.
Él trabaja allá en los Estados Unidos.
Works now in the United States.
El pastor Justo Morales.
Justo Morales is his name.
Dice que unos vecinos se estuvieron trasladando allí cerca a su casa.
And he shared the story about how close by where he lived there were some neighbors who were moving from one place to another.
Y llegaron con el camión cargado de cosas.
And they arrived one day with a truck filled with things.
Y entonces el pastor allí vio con su esposa y dice, vienen nuevos vecinos para vivir aquí cerca de nosotros.
So the pastor said to his wife, there's a new family moving in just down the street here from us.
Y el pastor le dice a su esposa, ¿por qué no preparas una sopita a estilo Perú para invitarle a nuestros vecinos?
And he said to his wife, why don't we make a pot of soup, Peruvian style, and take that and deliver it as a welcoming gift?
Y cuando ellos terminaron de bajar todas las cosas.
And so after they observed that the things were taken from the truck and the folks were a little more free.
La esposa del pastor.
The pastor's wife.
Con el pastor Justo Morales se fueron, le llevaron una olla, platos, cucharas, todo para que ellos se sirvan la sopa.
They packed up together, the wife, the pastor and his wife, they packed up forks and spoons and knives and plates and bowls and all of the things that would be needed, and along with this pot of soup,
ellos ni siquiera lo conocían,
and brought it to them. Now you remember, these neighbors had just moved in. They had no idea who the pastor and his wife were.
Eran extraños el uno al otro.
Strangers to them.
Pero cuando la señora recibió allí la olla de sopa,
but the new neighbors received the pot of soup as well as the cutlery to come with it.
Dijo, gracias. Oh, qué amable. Estuvimos de hambre.
And they said, we've been hungry. We hadn't had time to prepare anything here, but this is coming at just the right time. We thank you for it.
Cuando ellos se sirvieron la sopa,
and so after they'd served up the soup,
en la tarde regresaron con la olla, los platos y las cucharas.
They brought the pot and all of the cutlery back again.
Oh, ustedes son muy amables.
Oh, they said to them, you folks have received us so well. Thank you for being so friendly.
Ustedes son buenos vecinos.
Good neighbors.
Oh, ustedes son los mejores.
And you're the best.
Y desde allí comenzaron ya a tener confianza.
And so from that day forward, they began to have a relationship of confidence and trust.
Otro día el pastor Justo Morales estaba viendo el partido de fútbol.
On another day, the pastor was watching a soccer game.
Oye, este vecino no quiere, no te gusta a ti también el fútbol.
And so he went over to the neighbor's house and said, hey, neighbor, do you like soccer?
Oh, eso me encanta el fútbol.
He says, I love soccer.
Hoy puedes venir a mi casa para ver el fútbol.
So he invited him over. Why don't we go and watch this match together?
Y entonces vino con su esposa y sus hijos.
And so they brought the whole family over, the neighbor family, and they came in to watch the soccer game.
Mientras tanto, las esposas hablaban allí.
And so there, the wives were able to make connection and deepen their connection.
Los hijos jugaban entre ellos.
The children all played together.
Y el pastor con su vecino estaban mirando el fútbol.
And the men were watching the soccer game.
Pero el pastor no le hablaba nada, nada de religión.
But up to this point in time, the pastor has not spoken a single word about religion to his neighbor.
En otra vez le dice, amigo, ¿quieres que te ayude a lavar tu carro?
And so there was another time the pastor went out and said, hey friend, you interested in me helping you wash your car?
Oh, gracias, amigo.
I'd love to do that. That would be great. Thank you, friend.
Y ayudó a lavar su carro.
And so there they washed the car together.
Pero no le hablaba de religión.
But he didn't talk about religion while they did so.
Y en un momento entraron a conversar.
And then there came another time, a special time when they began to talk.
Hoy le dice, tú eres una persona diferente.
And the new neighbor said to the pastor, you know what, I've noticed you folks are a bit different.
Hoy tú eres mi mejor amigo.
You're actually probably one of the best friends I have since we moved to this area.
Oye, yo quiero que me enseñes esos buenos modales.
I'd like for you to take a little more time with me. I'd love to learn how to be a good neighbor and friend like you.
Esos buenos valores.
I'd like to understand a little more about the values you have in your life.
Y allí el pastor Morales le dijo, mira, yo soy cristiano.
And so it was an opportunity then where the pastor said, I'm a Christian.
Yo leo la Biblia.
I read and study my Bible.
Hoy tú eres cristiano.
He said, you're a Christian?
Yo pensaba, por eso eres diferente.
He says, I wondered what it was that made you so different.
Oh, yo quiero ser igual que tú.
And I'd like to have what you have. I'd like to be like you.
Oh, ¿por qué no me ayudas para ser igual que tú?
Would you help me to learn what you know?
¿Me puedes ayudar con la Biblia?
Would you help me understand the Bible?
Y allí recién el pastor Morales sacó la Biblia y comenzó a hablarle de la palabra de Dios.
And so it was at that invitation that the pastor then opened his Bible and began step by step to teach him about the Word of God.
En conclusión, ya esa familia se bautizaron, son miembros de nuestra iglesia.
And then sometime later, the pastor had the privilege of baptizing them as Christians themselves.
Por eso, hermano, es el método que da éxito.
The method that gives success is the method of Jesus.
Eso da éxito en Sudamérica.
It gives wonderful success in the Church of South America.
Da éxito en Europa.
It gives success in Europe.
Da éxito en el África.
It gives success in Africa.
Da éxito en Norteamérica.
And it will give success in North America too.
En todos los lugares del mundo da éxito.
No matter where in the world we go, this method gives and brings success.
El método que Jesús utilizó.
It's the method of reaching out to people like Jesus did.
Él deseaba hacer el bien de las personas.
Jesus wanted the good of the people he associated with.
Él les mostraba simpatía.
Jesus showed them sympathy.
Él atendía sus necesidades.
Jesus, where possible, ministered to their needs.
Él se ganaba la confianza de la gente.
Jesus won their trust.
Y entonces les decía, sígame.
And then said, follow me.
Hermanos, ese es el método para ganar almas para Cristo.
Brothers and sisters, this is how Jesus has told us to do it.
Eso nos está ayudando grandemente en Sudamérica.
And this method is helping the church grow around the world, South America especially.
Allá en Lima, yo vivo en el distrito de Pueblo Libre.
I live in the district of Pueblo Libre in Lima.
Vivo en un edificio de 6 pisos.
I live in a 6-story apartment building.
Yo vivo en el segundo piso.
On the second floor.
En ese edificio vivimos 12 familias.
12 apartments, 12 families living in this building.
Cada piso viven 2 familias.
2 per family, 2 per floor. 2 families per floor.
Y tenemos allí una persona que le pagamos allí del edificio para que él cuide en la puerta viendo quién entra y quién sale.
And so together our 12 families have hired a person to stand at the door to be kind of the building watchman, the guard at the door, watching who comes and goes through the building gate.
Allí la persona que vive o persona que trabaja allí es Don Vicente Trujillo.
The man that we hired there to sit at our building gate and be our watchman, his name is Vincent Trujillo.
Cuando nosotros entramos a vivir allí en el año 2013,
we moved into that building in the year 2013.
Tratamos de ser amigos con el vigilante el guachimán.
We began to be friendly to all of the neighbors, but especially we focused in on this doorman, the man we had hired to guard and to watch our facility.
Y él a veces me decía, mira, no tengo dinero para pagar mi pasaje para ir a mi cuarto.
From time to time, he'd say to me as we passed by, he says, hey, I don't have enough money for my bus fare to go home today.
¿Podría prestarme?
Would you be able to loan me a few cents?
Yo sacaba dinero y le prestaba.
So I'd give him some money for his bus fare.
Después él me devolvía.
And then after at the time, he'd return the money, pay it back.
Y a veces yo le decía, Don Vicente, ¿almorzado ya ha comido?
From time to time, we'd call out from our window or visit him there at the door and we'd say, hey, did you bring anything for lunch today?
Y él decía, no todavía, no he comido.
No, I haven't eaten anything and I haven't gone yet.
Y yo me iba a mi esposa y le decía, oye, no hay comida para invitarle allí al guachimán, a Don Vicente Trujillo.
And so I'd speak to my wife and we'd find out what we had to be able to share lunch with him.
Y a veces teníamos comida allí y le llevábamos un plato de comida.
And so sometimes we would have things ready and we'd just fill the plate and take the plate down and give it to him there at his post.
A veces le dábamos algunas frutas.
Sometimes we'd just bring down a bag of fruit.
Y él decía, señor Hidrogo, ¿no desearía que le lave su carro?
And from time to time he'd ask me, he said, Mr. Hidrogo, would you like if I would wash your car?
Ah, está bien, puede lavar mi carro,
he
le
said,
decía.
You can go right ahead and do that. It was parked right next to where he was sitting in his booth.
Y le daba una propina por lavar el carro.
So I'd pay him to wash my car.
Y así seguíamos siendo amigos.
And so we developed a friendship.
Pero nunca le hablaba de religión.
But I never spoke to him about religion.
Yo no le hablaba de la Biblia.
I didn't speak to him about the Bible either.
No le hablaba de alimento, no se come chancho, no se come cuy, no licor, no le hablaba de
eso. I never talked to him about alcohol or unclean foods or any of those things.
Y un día comenzamos a conversar.
And then one day we were there, we were talking together.
Y él me dice, oiga, si mal no me equivoco, usted parece ser religioso.
He said, if I'm not mistaken, Mr. Drogo, I think you might be a religious man.
Y él dice, sí, parece usted religioso porque es diferente de los demás vecinos.
He says, I've noticed that you're different from the others in this building, and I think you're a religious person.
Y yo le digo, sí, yo soy religioso. Y usted también conoce alguna religión.
And he said, yeah, I'm a religious person. He said, how about you? Do you have any connection with any religion?
Yo fui evangélico y pertenecía a una iglesia, pero por muchos años ya me retiré de esa iglesia.
He says, a long time ago I was a part of an evangelical church, but for many years I haven't gone to any church at all.
Y entonces le digo, ¿y no desearía conocer más de la palabra de Dios acerca de Dios, de la Biblia?
I asked him, I said, would you be interested in learning anything more about the Bible?
Oh, dice, yo desearía conocer acerca de Dios.
He said, I would be interested in that.
Y entonces él me dice, mire, yo leí un lindo libro, pero yo lo perdí ese libro, no sé quién me robó.
He said to me then, there was a time when I was reading some religious books, and I read a book that I just absolutely love. It was a great book, very interesting book, but I've lost it, and I don't know where to find one.
Ese libro hablaba de la era de la Reforma.
And he said, this book was a book that spoke about the Protestant Reformation.
Hablaba de historia.
It was a history book, really.
Hablaba de Daniel y Apocalipsis.
But at the end, it started to talk about the prophecies of Daniel and Revelation.
Un lindo libro.
A really, really nice book.
De repente, usted podría ayudarme a conseguir ese libro.
You're a religious man. You go to church. Maybe you can help me find this book again.
Pero ¿cómo se titulaba ese libro?
But he said, well, what is the name of this book?
Ah, eso se titulaba, creo, algo de conflicto.
He said, trying to remember what was the name of this book. He said it had something to do with conflict or controversy.
Entonces le digo, ¿no será el libro El Gran Conflicto o El Conflicto de los Siglos?
He said, so I asked him, do you think it might have been a book called The Great Controversy?
Ese es el libro justamente que necesito.
That's the one. That's the one I'd love to get again.
Oh, yo le puedo conseguir ese libro.
And I said to him that, yeah, I have a copy of that in my library. I can easily get you a copy to read.
Así que a los pocos días ya le conseguí el libro y le regalé el libro.
So I went and actually got him his own copy and brought it to him a day or two later. And
y él me dice, ese libro, este es el libro más hermoso que yo he leído.
He said, this is one of the greatest books that I've ever read.
Y gracias por haberme conseguido.
And thank you for finding it for me again.
Y así, y entonces, le digo, ¿y no desearía conocer algo más de la palabra de Dios?
And I said to him, would you be interested in learning more about what this book talks about and more about the Word of God?
Claro, yo desearía conocer eso.
Yes, I would.
Pero alguien me tendría que enseñar.
He says, but the thing is, I need someone to tell me about it. I need someone to teach me about this stuff.
Y le digo, yo puedo enseñarle.
And I offered to teach him.
¿Qué, usted es teacher?
He said, are you a teacher?
¿Usted es profesor de Biblia?
Are you a Bible teacher?
Oh, yo sí, le digo, yo soy profesor de Biblia también.
And I said, yes, that's what I am also. I'm a Bible teacher too.
Y le puedo ayudar.
And I can help you with that.
Y entonces comenzamos el estudio de la fe de Jesús.
And so we started a series of Bible study lessons in South America we use called The Faith of Jesus.
De 20 lecciones.
20 lessons through the Bible.
De las doctrinas bíblicas.
And we look at Bible doctrines and teachings through those lessons.
Y cada semana estudiábamos las lecciones.
And week by week, one lesson at a time, we began to study this series of Bible studies.
Y él decía, oh, esto me gusta, oh, qué lindo, se entiende la palabra de Dios.
And Mr. Trujillo would respond and say, how beautiful it is. I'm understanding things. These lessons are helping me, and the time we're taking is helping me understand.
Y cuando llegamos al tema de la ley,
And we came to the Bible study that talks about the commandments of God.
Él tenía algunas preguntas.
And he had a number of questions.
Pero contestamos con la Biblia.
But we took our Bibles and we answered those questions.
Cuando llegamos acerca del sábado.
When we talked about the seventh-day Sabbath.
Ay, pero yo pensaba que el domingo era el día de guardar.
He expressed that he had that subject confused and understood something different.
Oh, pero aquí la Biblia habla del sábado que debemos guardar.
But he understood, he saw what the Bible had said about Sabbath.
Oh, y entonces tengo que guardar el sábado.
And he says, I would like to keep the Sabbath.
Y él trabajaba de lunes a viernes y tenía el sábado libre.
Now we had hired him to work in our building Monday to Friday and he had his Saturday and Sunday off.
Y así comenzó a guardar el sábado.
And so he was able.
Y en algunas
his work to begin keeping Sabbath.
Y en algunas veces yo lo llevaba a la iglesia.
And from time to time he'd accompany with us to church.
Hermanos, y cuando terminamos el curso La Fe de Jesús.
And so at the time we came to the end of the series of Bible studies.
El último estudio acerca del bautismo.
The last lesson in that series is about baptism.
Y le digo, señor Vicente, ¿y qué piensa usted acerca del bautismo?
And so I asked him at the end of the lesson. I said, Mr. Trujillo, what do you think? What do you think about this subject of baptism?
Oh, yo quisiera también entregar mi vida al Señor.
He said, I'd like to give my life to the Lord.
Yo quisiera también bautizarme.
I'd like to be baptized.
¿Y cuánto costará para pagar para que me bautice?
He says, I just wonder how much it would cost for a church to baptize me.
¿Y dónde me podrían bautizar?
And where would I do it?
Yo le digo, no hay problema, no hay problema.
Don't you worry about that. There's no problem with those things.
Yo le puedo bautizar.
He says, I can baptize you.
Pero yo puedo bautizarle en la iglesia donde yo asisto.
And he says, I can baptize you right there at the church where we've attended.
Yo soy miembro de la iglesia de Magdalena, así se llama.
And I said, the church we've attended, that's the church where I have my membership and I attend there.
Y así, entonces él dijo, el próximo sábado yo quiero bautizarme.
And so he made a decision. He said, next Sabbath I'd like to be baptized.
Ahora es bautizado y miembro fiel de nuestra iglesia.
And today he has been baptized and is a regular active member of the church.
Hermanos, de esa manera se puede llevar almas para Cristo.
When we follow the method of Christ, we can lead people to him.
Hermanos, siguiendo el método de Jesús.
When we follow this method that we've been given, the method of Christ alone.
Hermano, si es que tú y yo cumplimos con la misión que Dios nos ha encomendado.
We can together, you and I, finish the work and do the work that Christ has given us to do.
Podremos algún día, hermanos, estar en el reino de los cielos.
And as we do so, one day we'll eventually get to the kingdom of heaven where we long to be.
Pero si nosotros somos simplemente convencidos del mensaje.
But if you and I are only convinced Christians.
Pero no estamos convertidos.
But truly not in heart and life converted Christians to Christ.
Si no ayudamos a la gente a llevarles a los pies de Jesús.
Not unselfishly reaching out and sharing what we have with others.
No alcanzaremos la salvación.
I'm afraid we won't be there.
Y nos quedaremos a quemarnos en esta tierra.
And we'll be left in a lost world.
Hermanos, hay una cita del Espíritu de profecía.
I want to share with you another statement as we conclude.
Que está en dos libros de la señora de White.
Found in a couple of places in the writings of Sister White.
Está en el libro Señales de los Tiempos.
In the book Last Day Events, we find it recorded on page 282.
Está también en el libro Evento de los Últimos Días.
It's also found in Signs of the Times from June 6, 1892.
Y allí dice, hermanos, que en el cielo no habrá corona sin estrellas.
And there the passage tells us that there will be no one saved in heaven with a starless crown.
Hermanos, esto es preocupante.
This is a little bit of a worrying statement.
En el cielo no habrá corona sin estrellas.
There's not going to be a starless crown in heaven.
Todos los que entraremos en las mansiones celestiales.
Every one of us that enter into the heavenly mansions.
Recibiremos la bienvenida de Jesús.
Are going to receive a welcome from Jesus himself.
Pero él colocará a cada uno una corona.
And Christ will place a crown upon the head of every one of his redeemed children.
Y esa corona será de acuerdo al tamaño de nuestra cabeza.
And those crowns will be perfectly fitted to the size of the head that we bring.
Aquellos que tienen cabeza más grande.
Those with the bigger heads, a bigger crown.
Una corona más grande.
We don't have to worry about those things.
Aquellos que tienen cabeza chiquita.
And even those with small heads.
Una corona más chiquita.
A small crown will do.
Pero cada corona estará adornado por estrellas.
But every one of those crowns, whether big or small, is adorned with stars.
Y cada estrella será por haber llevado un alma a los pies de Jesús.
And each and every one of those stars represents someone who has come to know Christ because of our instrumentality.
Pero dice la cita bíblica, en el cielo no habrá corona sin estrellas.
And this statement that we've read says that there will be no one saved in heaven with a starless crown.
La cita dice en forma bien clara así.
This is what it tells us very clearly.
En el cielo no habrá salvado con una corona sin estrellas.
There will be no one saved in heaven with a starless crown.
Si entráis allí.
If you enter.
Habrá algún alma en las cortes de gloria.
There will be some soul. In the courts of glory.
Que han entrado por nuestro intermedio.
That has found an entrance there through your instrumentality.
O sea, quiere decir que han entrado por medio de nuestra ayuda.
Which means that there's the person there, that person in the courts of glory will have come because of the help provided as Christ worked through you and I.
Por eso, hermanos, en el cielo no habrá corona sin estrella.
So we're not going to find starless crowns in heaven.
Eso quiere decir que si no hemos llevado un alma por lo menos a Cristo, no alcanzaremos la salvación.
And so it lets us know that those that will be saved in the kingdom of God, those that are going to walk the streets of glory, those that will be there with Christ for eternity, are those that have been interested in someone else's salvation and have led someone to Christ.
Hermano, Dios no nos ha llamado a la iglesia.
God has not called us to the church.
Solamente para venir a calentar los asientos.
So that we'll come and warm up seats.
Sino, hermanos, para trabajar.
But God has called us to go to work.
Para llevar un alma a los pies de Jesús.
He's called us to bring souls to the feet of Jesus.
Y por eso, hermanos, tenemos que preocuparnos.
And so, brothers and sisters, we need to be concerned about those around us.
Tenemos que preocuparnos por nuestro pavito.
We need to be concerned about our pavo.
Tenemos que preocuparnos por los demás.
For our family members, our friends, our neighbors, and everyone else.
Hermanos, Dios nos ha llamado a buscar al ladrón para salvarlo.
God is calling us today and saying to us, let's find that thief to save him.
Quiere decir que Dios nos ha llamado para salvar al pecador que se ha perdido, para que él pueda salvarse.
God is calling us to go and seek and to search with him for the lost to be saved.
Y algún día, hermanos, cuando tengamos que entrar en las mansiones celestiales.
And then one day when Jesus comes and we are welcomed into the courts of heaven.
Hermanos, habrá solamente dos frases.
There are two statements.
Una será la bienvenida y otra será la despedida.
There will be a welcome and a dismissal.
En el Evangelio de San Mateo, el capítulo 25.
In Matthew
25. En San Mateo, capítulo 25.
Matthew 25.
En el capítulo... A ver, estoy tratando de buscar aquí.
23.
En el versículo 23.
In verse 23.
Y dice aquí lo siguiente.
And here's what it says.
Y su Señor le dijo.
The Lord said unto him.
Bien, buen siervo fiel.
Well done, good and faithful servant.
Sobre poco has sido fiel.
You have been faithful over a few things.
Sobre mucho te pondré.
I will make you ruler over many things.
Entra en el gozo de tu Señor.
Enter into the joy of your Lord.
Hermanos, eso será una bienvenida.
And this is a beautiful welcome.
Pero en el versículo 31.
But when we look down and find.
Cuando el Hijo del Hombre venga.
In verse 31, the Bible says that when the Son of Man comes in glory.
Y todos los santos ángeles con él.
And he sits up, and all the angels are with him.
Se sentará en su trono de gloria.
He sits on his throne of glory.
Y serán reunidos delante de él todas las naciones.
And before him are gathered all nations.
Y apartará los unos de los otros.
He will separate one from another.
Como aparte el pastor las ovejas de los cabritos.
As a sheep, shepherd divides the sheep from the goats.
Habrá dos grupos de personas.
There's going to be two groups there on that day.
Uno simbolizados con las ovejitas.
One symbolized by the sheep.
Que serán colocados en el lado derecho.
There on the right hand.
Y otro grupo simbolizado con el grupo de los cabritos.
And another group on the left, the goats.
Y ellos serán colocados en la izquierda.
And they're on his left hand.
Y hermanos, y allí nuestro Señor Jesús dará la confirmación de la bienvenida.
And it's in that time that Christ will give a confirmation of his welcome.
Dice en el versículo 33, y pondrá las ovejas a su derecha y los cabritos a la izquierda.
Verse 33 says the sheep are on the right and goats are on the left.
Entonces el rey dirá a los de su derecha.
And the king says to those on his right hand.
Venid benditos de mi padre.
Come, you blessed of my father.
Y heredad el reino preparado para vosotros.
Inherit the kingdom prepared for you.
Desde la fundación del mundo.
From the foundation of the world.
Una linda bienvenida.
What a beautiful welcome.
Para aquellos que han cumplido con la misión.
For those who have cooperated with Christ in the completion of his mission.
Pero ¿cuál será la despedida?
But the dismissal.
En el versículo 41.
In verse 41.
Entonces dirá también a los de su izquierda.
The Bible says, then he shall say to those on his left hand.
Apartaos de mí, malditos.
Depart from me, you cursed.
Al fuego eterno.
Into everlasting fire.
Preparado para el diablo y sus ángeles.
Prepared for the devil and his angels.
Apreciado hermano.
Dear brother and sister.
Apreciada hermana.
Brothers and sisters.
Apreciado joven.
Youth.
Apreciada señorita.
Children.
Y apreciado niño.
All together.
¿En cuál de los grupos quisieras estar tú y quisiera estar yo?
We have to make a decision about which of the two groups on that day we wish to be a part of.
Nosotros tenemos que tomar una decisión.
We have to make that decision.
Yo quisiera estar en el grupo de las ovejitas.
My decision, the decision that I make is that I want to be on the side of the sheep.
Para que cuando Cristo venga, me dé una bienvenida y me coloque una coronita, pero allí con algunas estrellitas.
So that on the day when Jesus comes, he's going to give me a welcome. And he's going to there place on my head a crown that by his grace will have stars in it.
Y poder entrar en las mansiones celestiales.
And then be welcomed into the celestial mansions.
Y yo quiero estar con toda mi familia.
And I want to be there with all of my family.
Que todos podamos estar allá.
And I want all of you to be there.
¿Y tú, apreciado hermano, también quisieras entrar en el cielo?
How many of you are interested in being there as well?
¿Cuántos de ustedes quieren entrar al cielo?
How many of you would like to go to heaven?
Quiero ver las manos.
Any hands to be seen today?
Yo creo que todos queremos entrar al cielo.
I believe that all of us want to go.
Pero tenemos que cumplir con la misión que Dios nos ha encomendado.
Christ asks us to cooperate with him in the completion of his mission here on this earth.
Porque en el cielo no habrá coronas sin estrellas.
We are told there won't be starless crowns when we go to heaven.
Hermanos, ¿cuántos de nosotros, juntamente conmigo, quisiéramos prepararnos para ir a las mansiones celestiales?
And I wonder today if we can make a decision together to prepare to be there on that day when Christ comes.
¿Cuántos de nosotros quisiéramos ponernos de pie en esta mañana para decirle, Señor, ayúdame a cumplir con la misión que tú me has encomendado?
This morning I wonder if you're one of those today here who say, Lord, help me to be prepared, help me to work with you, help me to cooperate with Jesus in his ministry. If you're one of those today, then you're invited to stand to your feet as we close today.
¿Cuántos de nosotros queremos ponernos de pie?
How many of us?
Yo creo que todos.
I believe every one of us have that desire.
Hermanos, que Dios nos ayude.
And so may God help us.
A cumplir con el gran cometido que Dios nos ha encomendado.
To complete that mission that he has given to us.
Vamos a orar.
May God help us. Let us pray.
Amante Padre que moras en el cielo.
Heavenly Father, you love us from heaven.
Te damos gracias en este momento.
And we thank you, Lord, in this moment.
Por el estudio de tu santa palabra.
For the study of your word.
Por el espíritu de profecía.
For the spirit of prophecy.
Porque tú, por intermedio de ello, nos ayudas a entender lo que significa cumplir con la misión.
And how you, through these resources, Lord, that we have, our Bibles, the spirit of prophecy, you've helped us to understand the great work you have ahead of us.
Que podamos predicar tu palabra.
The blessing of being able to share and preach your word.
Que podamos seguir los métodos de nuestro Señor Jesús.
The call to follow the method of Christ.
Para que otras personas por nuestro intermedio lleguen a conocer el camino de salvación.
And Lord, the blessing to know that through you using us, others can come to know you as Lord and Savior.
Bendice a tus hijos de toda esta iglesia.
Today, Lord, we ask that you would bless all of your children gathered here in this church.
Y todos los que nos encontramos aquí reunidos.
We pray, Lord, your blessing on each one.
Que algún día podamos estar juntos en el reino de los cielos.
Today we pray, Father, that you would bring us from here to your kingdom, every one of us together.
Yo quiero ver aquí a mis hermanos es allá en las mansiones celestiales.
And Lord, I want to see each of these brothers and sisters there in the kingdom of heaven.
Cuando hablaremos un solo idioma y nos entenderemos.
In that time when we'll understand one another, we'll speak just one language and share together.
Ayúdanos, bendito Dios.
And so, Lord, we ask for your help.
Te lo pedimos por los méritos de nuestro Señor.
And we ask it through the merits of our Lord Jesus.
De nuestro Señor Jesús.
Our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amén. Amén. Que Dios nos bendiga, hermanos.
May God bless each one of us.